I see Keem's figure as he approaches us. Meng walks beside Keem. I do not know whether to cry or run to him. I am filled with so much happiness. He is alive. We are a family. I find myself feeling shy, and I stand stiff and awkward. Meng smiles and musses my hair. My heart soars quickly at the touch of his hand. He is real, not a figment of my imagination.
You're coming with us,
Meng says, and goes to talk to the father. When Meng comes back out, Chu, Keem, and I leave with him. While Keem and Meng talk, Chu and I are quiet. Looking at my oldest brother, my heart is heavy with the memories of Ma. He has her almond-shaped eyes, long face, high cheekbones, and thin lips. In Phnom Penh, he wore blue bell-bottom pants, jean jackets, and thin sideburns that were trendy at the time. He was nice to everyone. Girls thought him handsome. Now he is 22 and already an old man. Yet even in his tattered black pajama shirt and pants, with his weathered face and sad eyes, I still see the brother I knew in Phnom Penh. Meng takes us to the area where all the new arrivals live. Their dark green tents are set up in the middle of a group of trees. Around the front, there are two black cloth hammocks between tree trunks tied low to the ground. The tents and the hammocks look soiled, but they feel more like a home to me than the biggest hut here. He tells us he and Khoi are living with three women friends in two tents. He says Khoi's wife somehow escaped the labor camp when the Yuans invaded. He believes she returned to her family's village to search for surviving family members. The women whom they are living with are friends. It is dangerous for women to be on their own, so they asked if they could live with my brothers. Shortly after we arrive at their tents, Khoi returns too. I watch as he saunters slowly toward us. He moves gracefully, his steps firm and steady. He always reminds me of a tiger, strong, fast, agile, and mean when he bares his teeth. The sleeves of his fading black shirt and pants are rolled up, showing us muscular calves and forearms. His eyes are dark, his face is bony, his jaws are squared, and his ears stand straight. At only 20 years old, already everything about Khoi gives you the impression of hardness. When he sees us, his face softens and he smiles broadly. Walking over, he greets Keem, Chu, and me. While talking with Meng, he leaves his hand resting on my head, the way Pa used to do. Our family sits near the fire that night, listening to Meng tell their story. Khoi and he were together in a labor camp when the Yuan invaded Kampuchea at the end of December.